If habits are the things that shape our lives, why are so many of us so bad at holding on to the good ones and letting go of the bad ones? In the new book, Badass Habits, Cultivate the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick, bestselling author Jen Sincero makes the complex process of understanding, building, and breaking habits accessible and simple. Sincero teaches readers the keys of building the habits they want and dethroning the ones that they do not. Sincero is a motivational speaker and success coach. She has written several books, including You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness, and Start Living an Awesome Life. The new book is Badass Habits, and we welcome Jen Sincero to the roundtable this morning. So the big question comes in these habits of when we realize that we want to change. That's so much of it, right? That we come to the understanding that there are habits that we want to change.
Yes, exactly.
So how do we come to that point?
How do we come to that decision that we want to change?
Yes.
You know, we realize, you know, instead of adapting to the misery or the disappointment or the flab or the unhealthiness that we're participating in, we basically have to get uncomfortable enough to do what it takes, because, you know, let's face it, it's quote unquote easier to sit around in the known and familiar and often miserable. And, you know, people stay in relationships that are horrible and even abusive. People stay in jobs that they can't stand that may not even pay them that much. You know, we're so committed to the familiar that you've got to get to the point where that is uncomfortable enough for you to do the very uncomfortable thing of leaping into the unknown and taking risks to make that change. And I think, you know, I think it has a lot to do with who you hang out with. I think if you hang out with other people who are making excuses and accepting mediocrity, you're going to, you know, water seeks its own level. So if you start hanging out with people who see opportunity and do the scary thing and go for it, that's going to make a big difference in your life. You know, you've got to want it. And so you've got to sort of wake up to that want.
You explain in the book that habits are not just actions, but they really reveal unmet desires, boundary breakdowns, levels of self-awareness, unconscious beliefs and fears. That's a lot, you know. So, I mean, that's a lot to understand and to overcome. Should any of us ever think of, as we're working on those things, that of how long that's going to take, of putting an expiration date on our trying, and understanding how much we have to overcome to get to where we want to be?
Well, I'm a big believer that overwhelm is the number one killer of all dreams. And if we start to be like, it's going to take so long, I've tried a million times and it's never worked, I'm so permanently, fundamentally screwed up, this will never happen, you know, you're kind of screwed at the outset. So I think taking it just one day at a time is the way to go, because that's how habits work. Habits are all about repetition. And so it may seem like, you know, showing up to that blank, empty page and sitting there for a couple hours and not writing anything or anything worth keeping was a waste of time, but it actually wasn't, because you showed up for that habit and you started becoming a writer, because a writer is somebody who shows up to write every day. Or what, you know, it's all about the identity and creating the identity around the habit. It's actually about getting into the habit of doing the habit. So in my book, I talk a lot about just showing up like every day. It really is about that repetition. And so I really think that's key. And I think it really is important to chunk it down. I talk about this too, about breaking every habit down into bite-sized manageable chunks, and just taking it day by day, because you will get overwhelmed. And habits have an irritating way of not giving immediate gratification. You know, you say you're going to do 20 sit-ups every morning and it's a month before you see a muscle poking up to the surface. So, you know, it's all about this. You show up every day over and over. And, you know, I give you a lot of tricks to sort of stay in there and keep going. But that really is sort of what it is. It's about staying the course.
One of the tricks that you talk about is choosing a ritual to pair with the new habit. You say mm-hmm. that these rituals bring purpose and renewal and ceremony and celebration. So give us an example of a ritual that we could pair with a habit.
Mm. So, you know, I'm a writer and I often make like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee before I sit down to write. There's something very anchoring as opposed to just sitting down at the computer and you know, trying to get into it and winging it. There's something like, all right, I'm making the coffee. This is serious. Like I am now, and I have a mug that says writer on it to remind myself that I am indeed a writer. And it just sort of, it shows more intention. You know, we're doing everything we can here, folks, to make sure that we stay the course. So some people light a candle when they sit down to meditate, to be like, I'm not, you know, I'm really showing up. I'm pausing before doing this and recognizing that I'm showing up for my habit. You know, we really tend to sort of breeze over it otherwise, and it doesn't, it's not as serious and it's not as intentional. So I think ritual can be very helpful in the repetition of showing up for the habit.
How do we keep track of how we're doing on this journey?
Yeah, I recommend, and again, all these tricks, we need positive reinforcement. So I talk about tracking our habits. Because again, those sit-ups may not show any results for a month or so, but if you get a calendar and you mark off every single day that you at least show up to do a sit-up or 20, then the first week, even though you may not see any physical results, you can be like, hey, look at that. I showed up for an entire week and I did it. And that is definitely inspiring and motivating and may keep you going longer than if you didn't even give yourself that little reward of marking it off on a calendar. These little tricks can really help. I mean, you know, that's why they use rat pellets when they're doing experiments. Like that rat will keep showing up for that pellet. So even if the pellet is just an X on a calendar, you know what? I'll take it.
All right. Now for the hardest question, which will be my last one, but here's the hard one. How do we know when we're done?
When you don't think about it anymore, when it just is part of who you are and you've successfully become this new person who embodies this habit. You don't know when you're done because you're there. You stop thinking about it. You know, how hard do you think about tying your shoes in the morning? You know, you don't have to concentrate the way you did when you were a little kid, you know, like put the bunny ear through the la la la. It's just part of what you do. So you'll just suddenly realize one day that you've become this new person and it's awesome.
Jen Sincero is the author of Badass Habits, Cultivate the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick. The book is published by Penguin. Jen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was great. I really appreciate it.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Badass Habits, Cultivating the Awareness, Boundaries, and Daily Upgrades You Need to Make Them Stick. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.